Welcome back, Podcast World, to DC Talk. This is episode number 136 here on the last day of January, January 31st, 2021. You'll be hearing this in the future on February 1st. So welcome to the month of Valentine's already, and we love every bit of it, and we love you for listening to us, and keep it up with us. And I am Mike, so thank you so much for listening to my I was going to say your goddess-like voice, Carrie.
Oh, no. I am so not worthy. So no, please no.
We're not worthy. Carrie, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Just, you know, it's actually not raining today, which is nice.
It's snowing here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, apparently, some people in their infinite wisdom have been decided to do, you know, Fast and the Furious impressions down, up and down some of the main drags around here.
Great show. Like, great movie.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I kind of don't appreciate what sounds like the people who are trying to do, you know, donuts in the middle of, you know, Laurel Canyon at 2 o'clock in the morning this morning.
Hey guys, can you wait until Carrie wakes up first, and then you could do it. Let her sleep.
Because then it's the middle of the day and people are gonna be actually driving. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just not go. I'm sure there are. I'm sure there's. Let's just not.
Okay, or just not.
Let's just not. I'm sure there's a deserted road somewhere outside the city limits that you can go and race on. And yeah, I realize I probably sound like an old person, but come on.
Get off my lawn.
Yes, get off my lawn.
No. Oh boy, oh boy. Hey, listen guys, thank you so much for joining us here on DC Talk. We're going to talk a little bit about kind of what we're going to be doing. So we don't have a lot of network announcements per se. Continue to check out MCU TV, where they're checking out WandaVision right now.
Have you started WandaVision yet?
So I've watched the first three episodes. I haven't watched this past weekend's episode. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to be negative because it's a DC podcast. It's good. It just hasn't gripped me yet. I do know that one of my favorite characters of all time is supposed to be in this week's episode coming up that I haven't seen yet. Uh-huh. So maybe she can be the saving grace for me for the show.
Okay. So, dude, there's a reason why the first three episodes were aired first, other than them being the first three episodes. But Friday's episode was like, oh bleep.
Okay, so I'll have to check it out this week sometime. I'm usually later on it, but
yeah.
So, but do check out MCU TV, guys. Really good over there with John, Tim, Lizzie, and Sheba.
You froze.
Aww. So, now I'm not frozen. Do check that out over there with John, Tim, Lizzie, and Sheba.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. As far as show announcement goes, so here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to kind of, we like doing curveballs here. We are going through the animated movies currently, and
I would just like to point out that this is a curveball that Mike decided to notify me about before he threw it out to the general audience.
But
so,
Carrie does not object.
I do not object to this curveball, but I also don't object to the fact that he asked me about it first instead of just saying, "Hey, we're going to do this in the middle of a recording," which is what he normally does.
So what we're going to do is, this week, we're going to cover All-Star Superman and our animated, and then next week, we're going to cover the short, as far as I know, Superman Shazam.
Black Adam, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So check that out. And then on Valentine's Day, we thought we would give you a lovely Valentine's gift from DC Talk to everybody here, and that is...
We're watching Deadpool?
No, we're not watching Deadpool. Although that would be a good one. But let's see. We know that the Snyder Cut, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, is coming out on March 18th. So what we like to do is we would like to watch all of the Snyderverse films leading up to the Snyder version of Justice League that's coming out March 18th on that Thursday. So what we're going to do is, starting Valentine's Day, we're going to watch the DCEU films, which include Man of Steel, BVS, the extended edition, not the theatrical crap.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, Suicide Squad, and...
also the extended version, not the, not the theatrical release.
And Aquaman.
No, Aquaman came out afterward. Aquaman was after Justice League.
What am I forgetting? That's terrible.
You're not. You're not forgetting anything.
There's five movies.
Yeah, including Justice League. That's five.
That's right. Oh, that's right. The Whedon Justice League is what I was thinking of for some reason. We're not watching that one. So starting February 14th, Valentine's Day, we're going to watch the DCEU films. We're going to start with Man of Steel, one of me and Carrie's favorite DC movies.
Yeah, actually.
So it gives a very good portrayal of Superman. We're excited about it. So keep that in mind. That's coming up here in a couple weeks. But for next week,
Lizzie,
we're going to
watch. If you're listening, we're sorry.
Yes.
But... You can't make us change our minds. Sorry.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And anyways, with that being said, Carrie, we have a spotlight of this week that you've come up with, that we have seen the internet around for the last week and a half now, almost 2 weeks.
Yeah. So unless you've been living under a rock, which I occasionally do live under a rock, not the kind of rock Johnny Lawrence lives under. But, you know, I occasionally, you know, find myself not completely up on current events and stuff. But there have been a few hundred Bernie Sanders memes going around. This is the Senator Bernie Sanders shot from the inauguration a couple of weeks ago. And Bernie, being the awesome person that he is, he's been taking that meme, throwing it on sweatshirts and stuff, selling it, and donating all the proceeds to charity, as he is wont to do. So I think that is awesome. I think this is exactly what the internet is for.
That is amazing.
For silly stuff that everyone can get behind and promote and make awesome. So that is my spotlight this week.
Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you, Bernie, for
everything you're doing right now.
Everything you are doing, and I look forward to hearing what your committees get up to this year.
Carrie, ask me what I'm doing right now.
What are you doing right now?
I'm adding Bernie memes to the meme channel on Discord.
Again.
Well, I added a Winnie the Pooh one earlier.
I saw that one, but I thought you had stopped.
Well, I did, but now we're talking about it again, so I thought I'd add it again. That's the problem. We talk about something, I get excited about it. I'm like a puppy. You give me a new bone, I'm there. I thought they're DC talk appropriate, and Star Wars and Marvel.
Yeah, it's in the interest of, you know, equal time. You gave us one of each.
Exactly.
And if you're curious about what we're talking about, go over to randomchatter.com/discord and join us.
Exactly.
The memes channel is actually open to everyone. So
that's right.
Go enjoy the nonsense and come chat with us in Discord.
That's right. See, perfect plug.
Occasionally our segues actually work.
They do. And another segue we're going to have is about our news. So let's go into our flash news at this moment. See, I did that really quickly. So flash news. Here we go. Justice League Dark is still in development on HBO Max. Happy on that one.
Yay.
Wonder Woman 1984 helped push HBO Max and HBO to 41 million subscribers, reaching forecasts 2 years earlier than originally predicted.
That is also very cool. And also, this is not at all DC related, but on a side note, as a public service announcement, if you are a Babylon 5 fan, Babylon 5 is now available on HBO Max, and it has been remastered and is so pretty.
Ooh.
Yeah. So.
Let's see.
Also, speaking of things that are coming to HBO Max.
Yeah.
This is what I included for you, Mike.
I know. I'm so happy. So Justice League Unlimited, Static Shock. Freak yes. I don't know what it is about Static Shock that I love, but I freaking love Static Shock TV show. I don't know why. I just do. I remember it's watching on it on Saturday mornings.
It's on
Anyways,
my list.
Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, Batman the Animated Series and Batman Beyond are already on there, but this is also additional things that are additional DC content that's coming to DC to HBO Max, along with the Burton Batman films and Aquaman.
Yep.
So yeah. more importantly, all the animated stuff.
Heck yes! So once I'm done doing my rewatch of Friends, or not rewatch, but final watch through Friends that I've never seen before, I plan on digging into a ton of these animated shows. Probably Static Shock, because you have to start it and tell me what you think, because you've never seen it.
I've seen bits and pieces of Static Shock. He does cross over with Justice League Unlimited a couple of times.
Okay, but his own show is really good, so.
So anyway, I've heard.
So a lot of stuff coming to HBO Max this upcoming month. Batman: The Long Halloween Part 1 is a new animated movie that's coming. It's getting a PG-13 rating.
Nice.
Which I kind of expected. I could have expected it to.
Honestly, I almost expected it to be R-rated, but
yeah.
Either way.
But and then Kamandi, Constantine, Blue Beetle, and the Losers are getting animated DC Showcase shorts.
Yes, this is similar to what they did with what we're watching next week, which is the Superman, Shazam, Return of Black Adam. It was all there, that, and then a bunch of other shorts were put together and released on a DVD. They did the same thing with Batman: Death in the Family. Not the interactive version, but they have a version of it where Bruce Wayne is basically just recounting the whole story of Under the Red Hood with a few additional, a little bit more fleshed out to Clark Kent. And then after that, there are like another like handful of shorts.
Okay. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited about this one because, of course, I like Constantine, but I like Blue Beetle in his character.
Me too. And I've read some of the Losers, so that I think Nightwing was part of the Losers for a bit. I could be wrong though.
I know there was a movie of the Losers that had come out.
Maybe. That's what it was. That's what it was. I think you had campaigned to add that to Cape Chronicles, and we told you no, that's true, don't we know.
A lot of other ideas too, guys. You guys don't even know, behind the scenes I get told no all the time. It's great.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Harley Quinn seasons 1 and 2 are coming to Blu-ray in February. We still I think season three is still up in the air, but if you want to catch season 1 and 2,
I could have been wrong, but I think they announced season 3.
Okay.
A few months ago.
They probably did. I don't remember. But I do know if you want Blu-ray of Harley Quinn, it's coming in February. The Flash movie with Ezra Miller is set to begin filming in April. So that's going to start. And the Sandman audio drama continues. We'll be continuing with this.
Wait.
On purpose.
Okay.
Act 2 and 3 will be coming to Audible as well. They will be continuing. Netflix has also announced the Sandman cast.
They confirmed Tom Sturridge as Dream, who I'm not familiar with, but he apparently, I've pulled him up on IMDb. He did, where'd he go? He was Henry the sixth in the Hollow Crown, which is kind of like, you will totally not appreciate this at all, Mike, but they basically took the BBC basically took like Richard II through Richard III and put all the histories together, the Shakespearean histories together into like one chronological mini series, okay. Which sounds really fascinating, and it's on my list of things to watch eventually.
Okay. And then let's see, they also cast Gwendolyn Christie
as Lucifer. She's played Lucifer, and I am very excited about this.
You know, a lot of fans were thinking Tom Ellis was going to get it.
Yeah, but
I'm kind of glad that they changed it out.
So Neil himself explained this. Neil Gaiman himself explained this. See, Lucifer on the TV show Lucifer is based off of characters that were created by Neil Gaiman for DC, but that is not the actual character of Lucifer in the Sandman comics. They were trying to go with someone who looked more like Lucifer is supposed to look like in the comics. Now, Lucifer is a bit androgynous, but gorgeous, blonde, tall, Gwendolyn Christie. There we go.
Perfect match. Yep.
So, I am very much looking forward to both of these. And if you guys have not checked out the first volume of The Sandman on Audible, get on that, because it is fabulous.
Yes. Well, I haven't been able to yet because I don't have Audible. So there's that. And then, so I kind of saved this last one because, you know, this is Carrie's least favorite character. One of Carrie's least favorite characters in the entire DC world. But Titans have added a new cast member, Jay Lucurgo.
I'm sorry, who are you talking about? Because we all know my least favorite character is Jason Todd.
Oh, I keep getting them mixed up, Carrie.
No, you don't. You're doing this on purpose.
But Jay Lucurgo has gotten cast as Tim Drake, Robin. Yay! For season 3 of Titans.
Yay! My favorite Robin is finally getting a live action version. It's awesome.
This guy is pretty new. He's pretty fresh. His IMDb page only started in 2019, and it's really just little things here or there. So he's a youngin.
Yeah. Yes, Harley Quinn was renewed for season 3, by the way.
Okay,
according to Deadline.
Good. So, Titans season 3 is already shaping up to be great because you have Tim Drake coming in. You're going to have Jason Todd as the Red Hood. Season centric.
I don't object because, I mean, it does occasionally get that way. At least in the comics, it's gotten that way.
Okay.
But then they sometimes move away from it being so bat centric. But I'm not objecting to the bat centric stuff because you got your Nightwing, you got the best Robin ever. You got the Red Hood guy, I guess. You got Barbara Gordon. I mean, come on.
That's right. So, congratulations, Carrie, on getting Tim Drake into season 3 of Titans. So, some kind of deep dive news. We're going to kind of deep dive and kind of, it's going to be almost like a really quick deep dive, I guess. So, Zack Snyder's Justice League, we already mentioned, has gotten an official HBO Max release date of March the 18th. And he did announce that it is officially complete. With all that being said, kind of going back in time here, a lot of people speculated as to why he ended up leaving. The back in the spring of 2017, the original Justice League. But now he ended up interviewing with the author Sean O'Connell for an upcoming book, release a Snyder Cut. He said this is why he left it to Joss Whedon. His quote was, "I was just kind of done with it. I was in this place knowing my family needs me more than this. I'm not going to say that word. And I just need to honor them and to do the best that I can to heal the world. I had no energy to fight the studio and fight for the movie. Literally zero energy for that. I really think that that's the main thing. I think there's a different world where I stayed and I kind of tried. And I'm sure I could have because every movie is a fight. I was used to that. But I just did not have the energy. There was no fight in me. I had been beaten by what was going on in my life. And I just didn't want to. I didn't care to. That's kind of where I was." So this quote kind of implies a lot to the fact that a lot of people suspected in 2017 that Snyder was getting fed up with the studio stepping in as director and the friction that that caused. And when his family member, it was his daughter, I believe, for some reason,
I think it was his daughter committed suicide.
Right. When his daughter committed suicide, he said, "Look, I don't have the energy to fight the studio as well as help be there for my family."
Yeah.
So he said, I'm backing out. So I do applaud him for this. Are you happy now, though, that we finally have gotten from himself this is what was going on? I mean, kind of what we already knew.
I mean, I don't know that we needed the full explanation. I mean, it's really not. He didn't need to give that explanation. He could have just said, "You know what? I need to spend time with my family," and that would have been a fully legitimate and proper thing to do. And we really didn't need to know more than that. Especially, you know, given the stuff that was going on with his daughter, having dealt relatively recently with a parent who lost a child,
right?
Not to suicide, but there are places that are very raw, and there are places that, you know, you don't. If my teacher needs to tell us something about Arya, she's going to tell us. And if my teacher needs to talk about what she's doing to take care of herself now, she's going to tell us. Otherwise, you know, our job is just to be there for her. And
absolutely.
And you know, it's, and I mean, we're just, with regards to Zack Snyder, I mean, we're just the general public. We don't necessarily need to know this information. It's interesting that he, it's good. I mean, if this is part of his, maybe this is part of his healing process, that he's finally in a place that he's able to talk about
it.
But you know, I would have been fine either way. I mean, he does talk later, a little bit later, further down this article about going back to work as being a catharsis for him. And yeah, that's also completely valid.
I agree. I think, you know, he didn't have to give us an explanation. You know, it's his family. He didn't have to do anything on that measure. You know, personally, I'm glad he did, obviously, but Just because that's the kind of person I am. You know, I'm very curious. I want to know why things happen. He didn't have to. And if he never did, I'd be okay with that. You know,
yeah.
I'm someone who's okay with, I mean, if you look at the show Lost, Lost did not give us the answers for everything. And I'm okay with that. But
there's a reason why I stopped watching it.
Right. So, I mean, I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with Snyder. I'm glad he did come out. It's kind of what we all expected, that there was some friction. Now, we all know that, and we're glad that the studios have finally said,
learn their lesson.
You guys make your own film. We'll just front, you know, we'll just give you the money. And yeah. In a way, you know, we'll reap the rewards. That's why I think they were, once they saw that method was working, mm-hmm. and, you know, after, you know, when they did Aquaman and it kept going, oh, it worked for Shazam and it kept working, they were like, okay, you know what? I think there's something to this. Snyder, we know a bunch of fans want your cut. Here, we'll give you the money. Make the cut. Finish your universe how you wanted to finish it. Yeah. And they did. It's going to be almost 4 hours long.
So, and if this does well, they'll let David Ayer release his cut of Suicide Squad, which is apparently going to be easier to do than finishing Justice League, but we'll see. I'm not trying to sound greedy, but
I would like to see
Justice League, though. Me too.
So, but I appreciate him coming out and saying that. Again, part of the deep dive news is that we are getting it March 18th and starting mm-hmm. February 14th. Mm-hmm. We're going to start watching the DCU in a Snyder realm. To kind of get our minds ready for it once a week. That it is officially finished. And there are some pretty cool screenshots or some posters that he's put out for it. So,
yes. We're looking forward
to that.
Yes.
All right, Carrie. Well, let's head on up to the Watchtower to discuss in the next 2 minutes, because that's probably all we're going to need.
Yeah.
This movie. What do we got on the Watchtower this week?
All right. So, All-Star Superman from February 22nd, 2011. After being poisoned by sun radiation, a dying Superman decides to fulfill his lifelong dreams while Lex Luthor has his own agenda.
All right. It was extremely weird.
And a bit dull. I mean, neither of us are huge Superman fans, so I think maybe this was aimed at the wrong audience, at least as far as the two of us are concerned.
Well, I agree. I think, though, if this is one of those movies, if I had never seen a superhero movie and this is the first one you showed me, I probably would have turned the other way and never walked back.
Well, yeah. If this had been the first Superman movie I'd ever seen, I would have just walked away. It kind of jumped all over the place.
It really did. There felt no order in the story at all.
Yeah. I was vaguely reminded of an episode of Lois and Clark where I think he got radiation poisoning or something.
Okay.
And they the cure ended up taking like 50-100 years off his life, but you know, Superman's basically pretty much immortal anyway, so that's like
nothing.
You know, nothing.
Right.
I actually thought they were going to kill Lex on screen.
Did you really?
I was like, oh, are they actually gonna kill him? They put him in the chair and everything, and then of course he fooled everyone again.
Because it's Lex.
But like, are they actually? I kept saying, are they actually going to kill him? No, they're not going to kill him. He's going to find a way. He's going to find a way to get himself out of this. Like, nope. He got himself electrocuted and he survived because, yeah.
Well.
Yeah. I did like the whole giving Lois superpowers for a day, just so that she could, like, you know, fly a mile in Superman's tights.
I did like
that. I thought that was pretty cool.
I did like that, although I thought that whole storyline with Lois was a little lumpy, I guess is the word.
Well, like we said, everything in this story was kind of lumpy.
So that was a good movie. next time, unless you have anything else to say.
No, not really. I mean, it was a decent movie. It just wasn't something I would watch again.
Not at all. Now that I've seen it, I would never. I've been waiting 2 weeks to talk about this movie. It's great. So, all right. Well, our next movie is what, Carrie? We've already mentioned, but what is it again?
Superman Shazam, The Return of Black Adam.
All right. So do we need to watch the entire, all three shorts, or just watch this one?
I think...
What would you like to do?
I don't know. I think that's... what would you like to do? Because I've seen the whole thing. I think the whole thing is awesome.
So what are the other shorts on it? Yeah, put it on the spot. While we look up what is on that DC Showcase original shorts, let's see. So the Superman Shazam one is Green Arrow, Jonah Hex, and the Spectre.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. You know, I don't mind doing all four of them. It's, what, an hour long for probably all of them?
Yeah, about that.
Okay. So we'll watch the whole thing. So if you can find the DC Showcase original shorts, we'll watch it. And then we may just focus on one or two of those. But, check it out.
Mm-hmm. I will say the Jonah Hex features Thomas Jane as in the title role.
Okay.
And Michael Rooker.
Michael Rooker. Cool. There we go.
Yeah. Neil McDonough voices Green Arrow, which is a nice juxtaposition.
Ooh. I don't mind this Green Arrow version, the animated version of Green Arrow.
You don't?
No.
Oh, and it also has Malcolm McDowell as Merlin.
Ooh. Merlin. I like Merlin, too. Good old Merlin.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. Well, is there anything else then, Carrie, before you part out here tonight?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, guys, this has been DC Talk. We encourage you to check us out on Twitter and on Instagram at Random Chatter. You can find me on Twitter currently at the DC Mike. Carrie, where can these fine podcast world find you?
You can find me at Carrie Blackfire 42. That's K-E-R-I Blackfire 42.
Sweet! And again, you can find everything at randomchatter.com. And if you want to find out which memes I posted of Bernie, you'll just have to go to our Discord server and find out which memes I posted of Bernie.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Hey, thanks so much, guys, for listening. And until next time, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.